Hello, beautiful creators. This is Kadisha King. Concentration, meditation, and absorption are entirely internal processes that require deep intentional focus and purposeful direction of energy. Effort is initially required to get started. After the process of intentional focus has been activated, however, it then only takes full relaxation on all possible levels to naturally move to and to maintain immersion in higher states of consciousness. When you become grounded in these higher states in an integrated way, consistency in being there then builds stronger and deeper neurological pathways and connections until you can get to a point where lower levels of consciousness are no longer automatic or, at some point, even possible. Before that, you're just developing the strength to be able to bounce back quickly and to build and develop a pattern of higher states of consciousness until it's just your natural state of being. In this way, practice starts with intention and application and then transforms into simple presence of being. Once absorption is attained, effort is actually required only to restrict your expanded presence and awareness back into the more reactive states of consciousness and into the more tangible states of presence that limit you to the body-mind-ego complex that you previously identified with as your default identity in order to interact with and survive within society amongst other body-mind-ego complexes driven primarily by the impulse for survival and approval. Though effort is required to fall back into lower states of consciousness, it does not mean that you should give up your practice once you start experiencing higher states of being. In fact, if you are smart and understand this process, you would not carelessly untrain your brain or lazily become accustomed to slipping back easily into lower states again for any reason before you are fully established in seedless samadhi. To gain skill in higher states of awareness, you simply must practice until you are just naturally embodied practice. And you have to practice for one primary reason. Until all lower impressions have been deactivated, your basic animal drive for survival, as if it were the only thing that existed in the world, and your conditioned ties to this drive for survival in relationship to others manifested into Homo sapien form, will naturally make you a dysregulated and unconscious being whose main priority is to live amongst others who are driven primarily by fear and desire. And these are things that others will project onto you and reduce you to an object because of, and you will naturally react to, because you are responding to your instinctual drive to survive and maintain wholeness within this reality. By even a very young age, having been born into this world as a mammal, who is dependent on the care of others to make it to the age of 3 at minimum, you learned to dedicate a significant amount of energy, brain space, and neurological pathways, whether you are aware of this or not, to survive and to gain acceptance from others in order to stay alive. You have been conditioned into norms to gain comforts that are both physical and emotional, and to maintain fear-based and oppressive structures in a lot of cases in order to satisfy the fear of complete physical annihilation in the world and in relationship to other beings. This wiring is there from your evolutionary and cultural history and is woven into the fabric of your unconsciously developed brain. You spent years doing that. Not just the years that you've lived on planet Earth in your physical form, but billions of years in all of evolution, and then hundreds of thousands of years in Homo sapien existence. So there's a lot of work that you're gonna have to go through, and a lot of clearing away of distortions and rewiring that you're going to have to be able to dismantle safely in order to come into a higher state of being and presence into all that you are. Consciously developing your brain and breaking your conditioning to this that we have just discussed there with lower limbs of practice, and then moving beyond that which we just discussed by consciously concentrating on higher truths from limbs 6 to 8 is the only way to come fully into your undistorted, free, and unified self. I won't say the only way because anything in this universe is possible, so I'll just use the word best instead. Concentrating with conscious awareness trains you how to do this conscious development and also makes it so that you actually do it. Hearing and listening about inner development alone does nothing to rewire your conditioned neurological connections or to develop you internally. It's like if you dreamed about gaining muscle and you never actually worked your muscles, do you think you're going to manifest any muscles out here? I mean, some people believe that they can. Like I said, anything is possible, but it's not probable or very likely. You are best served practicing for actual results. First, it is recommended that you begin your practice of concentration once you've completed other limbs. Don't you think you can bypass those lower limbs because you want to get straight to it? A lot of Americans like that. Fast food, development, and evolution. It doesn't work that way. It took millions of years and hundreds of thousands of years in Homo sapien form. And all those decades of you creating misery for yourself in your own personal experience through memories and interactions and experiences and misinterpretations and ideologies and beliefs and likes and dislikes and all sorts of things for you to get to this point. Do not think that even if in a moment you do go through that experience where you're able to surrender altogether and get to a point of pure clarity where you touch this truth, that you're not going to have to practice when you come back to make sure you maintain it. You will have to develop the neurological connections. It will take a little bit of effort initially. But again, once the effort, which is not really effort in a way, I mean, it's not like the laborious work or anything. It's just going to require some intentionality. Do something that with intention, something that's actually going to make a difference, not just some random thing because someone told you, but understanding what's being explained here and then applying knowledge directly, consciously, in a very systematic way to get to your goal. Once you have that ball rolling, it will become natural from there. You'll see that it is natural and it is easy. But first, you will have to at least even make a little commitment. There is no McDonald's and other, what are those other chains? I don't know, Burger King. There's none of that here. You're going to be getting something that's substantially delicious, homemade, that's nourishing your body, mind, and spirit, and actually connecting you to the truth. It's not going to just be prepackaged, pull it off a shelf, and all of a sudden now, here you go. First, it is recommended that you begin your practice of concentration by directing your attention to tangible external objects, ideally on or toward things and thoughts that do not have a strong emotional, physical, or mental attachment that is either positive or negative. Both of them will get you trapped out here. Start with something neutral to observe. For example, a candle. But if fire is not neutral enough for you, then a dot. If that's not neutral enough for you, find something else that just allows you to safely and comfortably concentrate your focus on it without becoming dysregulated. But first, of course, again, remember, you will have to have practiced your body and your mind and your relationships with the world and others to get that into enough equanimity so that you can even get to this point. So ideally, it'll be easy for you to find something that's comfortable and safe at this point for you to focus on. When you do this, you gain knowledge of how to do this thing called intentional concentration. By focusing your mind in this way on an object at first, you learn how to gain intentional, concentrated states of being within yourself. Then, once single focus is achieved on the object without all of the additional mental attachments to that object, like associated thoughts and so forth, you can progress to performing concentration that is purer, meaning without objects, commonly referred to as meditation. This will then set the stage for you to become fully absorbed in the conscious awareness of the undistorted self, known as samadhi. Again, to make this point really, really clear, in order to get to these states of being, you must have full access to your full prefrontal cortex, the front part of your brain. You have to be in a fully regulated body-mind that directs your energies to the center of awareness for deeper insight. Practicing and becoming skilled in all of the five limbs that come before Samyama, which is basically working through the last three limbs on the Eightfold Path, ensures that you can develop the regulation and awareness that supports you to consciously channel your life force energy towards higher levels of awareness and being. Once you can do this and hold the energies for long enough in meditation, you naturally activate higher and deeper parts of your brain in order to connect beyond the physical expression. So if you have ever cursed existence and wondered why you are here in this physical body to begin with, experiencing suffering and so forth, here's a truth that might help. All that is required for the journey back to your pure awareness is a living physical body, one in good enough physical health and experiencing disconnection from pure awareness. Paradoxical, but true. Being in dysregulated physical form is your ticket to your salvation, if we want to put it in some plain words. When you use your ticket to generate your key by becoming regulated and developing yourself, you can then open the door to your connection and your freedom. here on planet Earth within Maya. You can learn to make your body-mind balanced and calm so that you can move beyond the drive for survival, and then you can consciously connect your balanced form with the full presence of your spirit or your most subtle, pure, and powerful energetic body via your breath, which is one of the most accessible, manageable, and tangible, all-pervading, for lack of a better description, forms through which life force energy manifests and expands. I can explain this until I am blue in the face, which is really challenging for a melanated individual like myself, but the only way to know this is to actually directly connect to it through direct experience. As I reminded everyone in our check-in, you must practice so you know. There is a big picture that you can miss if you are too busy theorizing or focusing on one aspect of your expression as opposed to seeing how everything fits together as a whole by experiencing it all fully. Or if you're too busy admiring some person and following them as opposed to following the actual path. As always, I recommend the guideline of the Eightfold Path to establish this connection only because that was my main path and the only one that I know best and inside and out. But just remember that any path is perfectly fine as long as it takes you closer to the truth of the liberating reality as opposed to further away from it or farther away from it. Both work. Discernment is a skill that you must develop for full concentration on your journey. So I advocate for practice because practical experience will naturally support you with developing the discernment that is required to keep you firmly on your path and prepared to accomplish your goal.